Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
What's going down? Guess what day it is? Monstrous Monday. And I am the lovely DJ Liddy Lett, also known as Miss Unbelievable. Guess what, y'all? We about to get it in with the weekend updates. What you do? Let me know, because I want to know. Hit me up, 563-999-3411. And let me know how your weekend went, because I'm going to talk about the weekend updates from who's bumping who, who's getting fat, and also known as the gossip lifestyle. You know what? We got some old school, new school topics, and so much more going down tonight. Y'all ready? I said y'all ready? Y'all ready for tonight? Well, let's get the music started then. Here's Ice Cube. Can you dig it? That's what's up.
Can I tell you something?
Starting it off right.
Monday. Take me.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Cuddy say can't hang.
Oh, stewardess, I speak jive. Just hang loose, blood. You're gonna catch up a little bit out of the mess.
What it is, big mama? My mama raised no dummy, not the rat.
I got my bell bottoms on with my cherry in scent, my tailor-made slacks with the dick print, my afro picked with the black fist. I'm Jim Brown, bitch, kung fu kick, platform shoes out the mothership, talk shit, swallow, spit, I'm a pimp. White walls and a black leather coat. Where's my bread? So grab your by the throat. Calling all cars. 1, Adam, 12. Pretty ass nigga, you better stick yourself. Militant. Don't call me Cassius. Dashiki. I got to be the blackest. I'm Isaac Hayes with a switchblade. I'm Rodney Allen Rippy. Come fuck with me. I'm just trying to tell ya, young blood, best respect your elders.
Right on.
I'm coming straight from the 70s. Super fly in my perm and my leather bees. I'm coming straight from the 70s. Super fly in my perm and my leather
showing up.
I'm coming straight from the 70s. Old school player, fuck what they telling me. I'm coming straight from the 70s. Old school player, fuck what they telling me.
House parties, pop locking and picking starter jackets. Got my Jerry Curl dripping, gang banging. Yep, blood and crippin', 40 ounce sipping, 6'4 dipping. No shoe strings, nigga, say word. I'm Magic Johnson, you Larry Bird.
Damn.
The day they blew up a rocket, I was looking at my beeper with a rock in my pocket slinging.
Double up.
Michael Jackson vs. Prince, Atari 2600, I done it. See that fat gold chain? Nigga, run it. I got my Jimmy hat on, cause I don't want it. Mike Tyson, who's my opponent? Quick as Carl Lewis, be back in a moment. I won't shoot you, nigga, I might nuke you, nigga. And my DeLorean, back to the future, nigga.
Fresh.
I'm coming straight from the 80s, with my Jerry Curl and my Mercedes. I'm coming straight from the 80s with my Jerry Curl and my Mercedes.
Word up.
I'm coming straight from the 80s with my fat gold chain for the ladies. I'm coming straight from the 80s with my fat gold chain for the ladies.
Man, you know what? what I'm sporting. A short haircut, everything Jordan. That's right, a nigga played on the dream team. I had to let him know that it's a G thing. It's a black thing, you wouldn't understand. Shaquille O'Neal, the real Superman. Boy, I hit like Roy. Versace, Versace to all the real deep boys. In a crack spot with a laptop. Bumping that Biggie, Smalls and Tupac. French braid and weed heads. Where all these niggas come from with these dreads. And during Y2K, I had a bootleg DVD watching Friday. Yeah, yeah. So what I'm trying to tell ya, pump your brakes, respect your elders.
Baby, baby.
I'm coming straight from the 90s. I keep it gangster, gutter and crimey. I'm coming straight from the 90s. I keep it gangster, gutter and crimey.
For sure.
I'm coming straight from the 90s. Triple OG, you know where to find me. I'm coming straight from the 90s. Triple OG, you know where to find me.
Fresh.
For 2018.
Ex-gang banger from Los Angeles. Been to jail, fighting, partying, low riding. But you learn as you get older, you must become a man one day and put away childish things.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Regulators. We regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. Gotta be handy with the steel, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators!
Warranty regulators.
Mauna.
Oh,
it was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warren G was on the streets, trying to consume some skirts for the E. So I can get some phones, rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
Just hit the east side of the LBC, on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All of you search, know what's up with 213.
So I hook the left on 21 and Lewis, some brothers shooting dice, so I said, let's do this. I jumped out the rock and said, what's up? Some brothers put some gas, so I said, I'm stuck.
These girls peeping me, I'm on glide and swerve. These hookers looking so hard, they straight hit the curve. Want to bigger, better things than some horny tricks. I see my homie and some suckers all in his mix.
I'm getting jacked, I'm breaking myself. I can't believe they taking more than 12. They took my rings, they took my Rolex. I looked at the brother, said, damn, what's next?
They got my homie hemmed up, and they all around. Can't none of them see him if they going straight pound for pound. They want to come up real quick before they start to clown. I best pull out my strap and lay them busters down.
They got guns to my head, I think I'm going down. I can't believe it's happening in my own town.
If I had wings, I would fly, let me contemplate. I glance in the cut, and I see my homie Nate.
16 in the clip, and one in the hole. Nate Dogg is about to make some bodies turn cold. Now they dropping and yelling, it's a tad bit late. Nate Dogg and Warren G had to regulate.
out with a gangster twist. If you smoke like I smoke, then you're high like every day. And if your ass is a buster, 213 will wake you late.
Monstrous Monday, kicking it, getting it in, kicking it and getting it in. Like I said, kicking it and getting it in. This is the Black Eyed Peas Dopeness. And then we'll come back with some Who's Bumping Who, Who's Getting Fat, and a little bit more. Woo, this is Monday. Y'all feeling monstrous? DJ Litty Lit is what? Who's dope? Who's dope? Monster. Hey, Monstrous Radio Podcast.
Ooh, yeah.
We live and direct from that inner space, outer space, invading your space.
I'm super dope. I'm dope in the dope bar. Make a lot of dope, call me dope bar. Rockin' ass, sail around coke bar. Control the whole game, remote bar. Motherfucker, I'm a superstar. Shine so bright like a quasar. Stay on point like a laser. Well, they got so much flavor. Wanna know about me, go to Wiki Wiki. I'm a time bomb by the chicken ticky. See me on top on the tippy tippy. Only fly chickens, I'm picky-picky.
Yeah.
So ill, I'm sticky-sticky. Yeah, got the liquor, you can sippy-sippy. We love it long time, no quicky-quicky. Not a girl on my dang-dang, licky-dicky.
Hey, yo, baby, I'm super-duper-duper-duper-duper.
I knock them out the box, boy. I ain't something you can stop, boy. I'm on fire, yeah, I'm hot, boy. And I'm not flavor that you're not, boy. I got them sweating like a fat man. I'm all up in your head like a cat scan. Delete them and throw them in the trash can. Attack them with the boom bap, original rap, man. I'm the cream of the crop, boy. Supreme, cause I'm sitting on top, boy. I make it crack cause I rock, boy. Concept means the trap don't stop, boy. I kill the game and the coaches. Spray lead, now they running like roaches. Dead prayers, now here come the vultures. Make bread cause I'm coming with that dope.
Hey, yo, baby, I'm super duper duper dope. Oh, I feel like I made a solid gold. Hey, yo, baby, I'm super duper duper dope.
Body blow. Body block, hit the floor, fight over, ring the bell, baby, dee 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 dee, TKO, comatose, adios, slow motion on your motherfucker, Superman, super gun, make him run, shoot him down with the wiki wiki, bang 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 bang, automatic, now your body looking polka dotted, blood splattered when I hit you with that, whip flash, get the cash, get the ching ching, get the gold, get the jewels, get the bling 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 bling, get the money, get the cash, get the dough, 10 20s, baby, get the... dollar sign, on the brain, on the mental, got money on my mama, my mind. Make a stop, hammer time, hustle time, keep on hustling.
Hey, yo, baby, I'm super duper, super dope. Oh, I feel like I made a solid gold. Hey, yo, baby, I'm super duper, super dope. I'm super, baby, I'm super.
I'm doper than a dope game, making more money than a dope man. You see me double fisting, holding champagne, got turned up till I had no brain. Motherfucker, I'm a rock star, in a G6, eating up the caviar. Started from the bottom, now I'm out of here. Started from the bottom, now I'm out of here. I be on my hustle, getting busy, busy. Tokyo to Brussels got me dizzy, dizzy. Travel around the world like we're ishy, ishy. Hit me on the phone, I say mochi, mochi. keep it 100, never 50-50. I keep the hip hop, never hippie-hippie. I don't let it go, no sippy-sippy. I got soul, cause soul is my city.
Hey, yo, baby, I'm super-duper-duper-dope.
All right, we dope, but I don't consider Meek Mill's dope right about now, because to me this is a sucker move. Meek Mill announces his breakup with his girlfriend on Twitter. Come on, bro. The Philadelphia rapper Meek Mill announced on Twitter that he and his girlfriend Melania Harris have split. He says, with me and Melania decided to remain friends and build our child as separate parents. We still have mad love for each other, but we both came to an understanding, Meek. This comes after months the rapper announced that he was welcoming their first child together on his birthday. Yo, Meek, you going through a lot, bro. You was accused of messing with Kim. You had an issue with Tekashi 6ix9ine. I'm gonna need you to get, bro. I don't want you to become another Kanye. You where you be having flashbacks like Chris Brown be talking about. Yeah, I'm petty. So let's just see if Meek gonna be like this song by Chris Brown, flashbacks. Yeah, I'm petty. Meek, think about it. Having your child. Y'all been together not long, but think about it. Think about it.
Hey, I'm not supposed to be crying over you, but you the one I wanna be closer to. On your line, we know you're coming through. Flashback, and you wish I had you back. Backtrack, I ain't tryna backtrack. No, I shouldn't have put my all in that. Cause breaking up is like a heart attack.
I don't wanna live without you.
No, 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 I don't.
Yeah.
Cause
I go crazy without you, baby.
I do.
Don't wanna go a day without you.
Okay, we got more people in Who's Bumping Who, Who's Getting Fat, and he's been on, and he'll probably be in the news for a minute. Kanye West dropped $30,000 to get on Illinois' ballot. He's trying to keep hope alive. Kanye West's last-ditch effort to make the presidential bout in his home state worked, but it cost him a nice chunk of change. He needed a campaign team hired a third-party vendor called Let the Voters Decide to collect the 2,500 signatures to make the ballot in Illinois. Thing is, Kanye did it with only a little more than a day to spare before the 5 p.m. Monday deadline. We're told the group got to work right away, deploying 45 people who hit the streets in various parts of the state and racked up enough signatures all in 24 hours. One source said that they were paid handsomely for the efforts. Kanye dished out 10 to 12 per signatures, dollars per signature, and they produced 3,178 signatures. So you do the math. We're over $30,000. One of the signature collectors was Kenny Mister, tells us he got hit up Sunday to petition for Kanye. He says he was in Detroit but dropped everything to get to Springfield, Illinois by Monday, worked for 3 hours, and got 56 signatures at $10 a pop. Kenny says he went door-to-door asking folks if they support Kanye getting on the ballot, but added it didn't mean they had to vote for him. Good tactic. By the way, if you're wondering if $10 per signature is a lot, it is. Kenny Hinden, a former state senator who knows works as campaign consultant, tells us the standard rate is close to $1 to $3 per signature. So just imagine they racked up, but they're like, we're going to let him decide. So Kanye is now on the ballot in Illinois, and he'll probably be doing the same thing in any other states that he has to go through. If you know anything about going door-to-door, you knock on the door, you get signatures, they sign the paper, they send it in, and it's a way to get signatures to see who's voting for you. And like you said, you don't have to vote for him just because you got his signature. His signature says that I agreed to put him on the ballot to see if he can run for presidency, and we're cool with that. Like I said, does it mean that he's going to run for president? Does it mean that that doesn't mean he's going to get the presidency race, but it means that he has Illinois votes, right? Also with Kanye, invites the paparazzi inside his ranch house because he goes to the hospital over an anxiety. So after the ambulance left, Kanye invited the four paparazzi inside his home. We're told they were there for 2 hours. Kanye finally made it out, and we're told he wanted photographs to let people know that he is in control of the narrative that they're trying to say about him. Says he went to the hospital for anxiety, but there was a lot of people inside. He got uncomfortable and left. His people then arranged for an ambulance to come to the ranch. He apparently calmed down. EMT checked his vitals, heart rate, and blood pressure and determined he was not in danger. Kanye showed out of a hospital near his Wyoming ranch Saturday, and a short time later, an ambulance arrived at his property. Kanye entered the ER door at the hospital Saturday afternoon and stayed inside for about 10 minutes, then returned shortly to his property. It was too much. This came after an hour or so after he went public to apologize to Kim for his hopeful comments, which we'll be reading later. She has been desperately trying to convince her husband, who is in the middle of a serious bipolar episode, to get help, but he shut down her efforts, and we talked about bipolar on Friday. Go back and listen to the show. We also learned that Kanye flown from Wyoming to San Francisco. It is unclear, but he returned to Wyoming on Sunday. It's still unclear why he went. The big help is he was asking for help. It is unclear what else Kanye is asking for. It is unclear if now he's under doctor's orders. So they're still trying to figure out just exactly what Kanye needs far as for his health. But like I said, we'll keep Kanye up in prayer, and we'll keep watching Kanye and updating on Kanye's bid for presidency. Also, as I was reading of the other story of Kanye, he apologized to his wife, Kim K. And, you know, like I talked about on Thursday, go back and listen to the archives, that she's just trying to protect her husband. So So a sign of hope for Kanye has just apologized to Kim for flurry of public jabs and asked for her forgiveness. He wrote to his wife, "I would like to apologize to my wife for going public with something that was a private matter. I did not cover her like she covered me. Kim, I want to say I know I hurt you. Please forgive me. Thank you always for being there to me." He also continued saying, "You're the best." He's been giving Kim the cold shoulder as she tried to reach out with him to get him help. Barreling tweets over the weekend, all last week, at Chris, at the family, talking about abortion and divorce. While confusing others, he apologized because this is all a private matter, accused her of cheating. Dr. Phil even said that his bipolar episodes eventually will wane off, so hopefully this is a sign that Kanye's back on track, because usually with bipolar, snap out of it, and once you actually have talked to someone and actually got it out, there's different ways that, you know, that your mind clicks back in and your mind decides to release some of the negative things, because technically our bodies wasn't conditioned to hold all the trauma that one may have occurred. And so when your mind splits and you keep you, and you're under scrutiny and you're under pressure and you're doing stuff, you begin to lash out at the people who was around you. And so he lashed out at his wife, but big ups to the man who can look at himself and say, "I apologize." Even in the midst of his bipolarness, he can say, "Hey, I messed up. That's a private matter." Not to say it won't happen again, but to at least acknowledge that you was wrong, big ups. So what I say to all the women out there who are dealing with, or men who are dealing with significant others, stay with it. Like I said on Thursday, go back and listen to the archives. Protect your loved ones at all costs. The sponsors of this show that helps us keep it on is the Soul of Me Speaks, Monster U.S. Apparel, Picasso Painting, and Elite Sway Management. All right, y'all, I'm about to play Illumini, Born a Queen. Hey, I look at Kim Kardashian and all the women who's out here, me, myself, Jazzy B, we're born a queen. Yeah, we are. That's what I'm talking about.
I can
born
teach you.
Queen.
And wonder why the jet only got
born
60.
I can teach you.
Monster I can Sunday. Teach you how to get rich.
I can teach you.
I can teach you how to get rich.
Oh, yeah.
I can teach you how to get rich. How to spend a couple thousand on an outfit. And they wonder why the jet only got 60. I know soon as I get on, they gon' miss me. Money jumping out the gym, I can drown in it. A brand new, we put rounds in it. Let you pull up to my trap, we got pounds in it. Brand new house up on that hill, got a lounge in it. I can teach you how to ball. I got this on my own, I ain't caught. Now when I walk, I rock be alone, I don't feel. I wish just leave me alone, I can't deal with you. If he come and cross you, you get money with. We know he faking, cause that money he got counterfeit. I really feel like Donald Trump. I got choppers in the trunk. And my n***a's on a hunt. Really ball every day. All I make is plays. And she call every day. She be in her way. Get a whole lot of cake. We be getting paid. Get a whole lot of hate. Ain't no getting paid. I can teach you how to get rich. How to spend a couple thousand on it.
Let me see. Is it?
I was born a queen.
Well, we got Trump saying some crazy stuff. Trump says he won't go and pay respect to John Lewis at the Capitol. And for all those who know that John Lewis passed away, he was a congressman and a civil rights leader, an iconic man, congressman, in the U.S. Senate. And the president said, no, he's not going to go. The president delivered the news to the White House trip from North Carolina. Mr. Lewis' casket has just arrived at the Capitol while a military honor guard carries his American flag draped casket up the white stairs and into the rotunda. Vice President Mike Pence, a former GOP congressman who served with Mr. Lewis, is expected to visit the Capitol Monday night. Vice President Joe Biden, Mr. Trump's presumptive general election foe and former U.S. Senate, also expected to pay his respects. Senator Majority Leader, Speaker of the House Nancy, Mr. Lewis is one of the handful of Americans who ever have lied in the state in the building. He definitely is an icon. He fought for justice. He fought for everything he knew how for us. And I'm grateful for all that he's done. And let's take a minute for his passing away over the weekend. All right. So I'm going to play Her, I Can't Breathe, because he was a monumental in wanting equal rights, monumental of speaking on truth, monumental of wanting a change. I Can't Breathe, Her.
Of minds, bodies, and human rights. stripped of bloodlines, whipped and confined. This is the American pride. It's justifying a genocide, romanticizing the theft and bloodshed that made America the land of the free. To take a black life, land of the free, to bring a gun to a peaceful fight for civil rights. You are desensitized to pulling triggers on innocent lives, because that's how we got here in the first place. These wounds sink deeper than the bullet your entitled hands could ever reach. Generations and generations of pain, fear, and anxiety. Equality is walking without intuition, saying the protector and the killer is wearing the same uniform. The revolution is not televised. Media perception is forced down the throats of closed minds, so it's lies in the headlines and generations of supremacy resulting in your ignorant, privileged eyes. We breathe the same and we bleed the same, but still we don't see the same. Be thankful we are God-fearing, because we do not seek revenge, we seek justice. We are past fear, we are fed up eating your shit, because you think your so-called black friend validates your wokeness and erases your racism. That kind of uncomfortable conversation is too hard for your trust fund pockets to swallow. To swallow the strange fruit hanging from my family tree, because of your audacity to say all men are created equal in the eyes of God, but disparage a man based on the color of his skin. Do not say you do not see color. When you see us, we can't breathe.
So Black Lives Matter in Austin, protests end in gunfire and one dead. A man was shot dead Saturday night during a Black Matters protest in Austin. The protest was largely peaceful with cops there monitoring the scene when a confrontation erupted and five gunshots rang out. Before open fire, the shooter who was driving a car sped at the protesters in an apparent attempt to strike them. The victim, identified as Gary Foster, reportedly was protesting, carrying a rifle, and approached the shooter's car. And then that's when he was struck. Foster's mother, Sheila, claims her son was pushing his fiance in the wheelchair before the shooting. She says the gentleman got out of his car and started firing shots, and my son was shot three times. The suspect has been arrested, says he's cooperating. The victim reportedly was carrying a rifle and came up to a vehicle. The man inside the car was shot. Once again, as you're protesting, as Monsters Radio Podcast, The Monstars, Solemnly Speaks, Monsters Radio, Picasso Penny, Leaseway, all who support, we support what you do. And we agree that Black Lives Matter. But once again, we want you to be safe. While you're out there, being martyrs for the community, standing up for what's right. We stand in solidarity with you. We stand for what is right. We don't agree for what is wrong. May you rest in peace, young man, for who was fighting for justice. Let's take a minute for him. Thank you for your service. Here's Mano, another I Can Breathe. Making a statement.
Yeah. Think I'm tired of being silent. Tired of people not tired to see us dying. Tired of praying, think it's time to pick up iron. What else is left? They ain't tired of being violent. Look at how they killing us. They show us how they feeling us. Lynching us in broad day. Look, that ain't real enough. Take it in our own hands. Cause it's so hard to be a black male or black man. We don't have a black chance. Visions of these black boys hanging. But down in my hood, you see these black boys banging. At a traffic stop, they really got joints aiming. I could really die. I ain't paranoid, baby. Staring at my son, I really know that it's affects them. They violate my rights, so I'm gonna
protect him. Caught up in a rage and I'm tired of protesting. Got us so stuck, our development arrested. And I don't have the answer. No, I'm not the answer. We don't have the cure and we probably not the cancer. What we supposed to do when our enemy attacks us? Sliding on my gloves, getting ready to get masked up. Dear Lord, dear mama, I hate to see you cry. All you wanted from your son was to see him fly. But now they got him on a slab and I know you feel bad, cause it's killing you to see him die. And all I heard him say was, please, I can't breathe. He got a needle on my neck, I can't breathe. They putting pressure on my chest and I'm coughed to the back. Dear mama, I think they killing me, I can't breathe. I think they choking me to death, I can't breathe. I guess I'm the one that I can't breathe. How many shots do it take? How many officers that hate? Dear Lord, I need a break cause I can't breathe. Now tell me what to do. Do I try harder? Do I give in to the cause? Do I die a martyr? All this footage that we seeing is a viral horror. We still living Sean Bell and Eric Garner, cause they so diabolical. 41 I'ma do. Niggas in the hood now asking me what I'ma do. Saying if I move then homie we gon' ride with you. I've been chasing money, now I'm thinking what if that was you? Let me think. Cop shot 80, killed my aunt. White man still living, they killed Trayvon.
Damn.
We saw those racists chase down Lamar. Look how they do George, that broke my heart. Fuck it, Jesus ain't coming.
Woo.
See if they like us with these sticks with the drumming.
Go.
Enough, enough, man, we already running.
Yeah.
When can we lose? Shit is already crumbling.
Yeah,
mama, I hate to see you cry. Cause all you wanted from your son was to see him fly. But now they got him on a slab, and I know you feel bad. Cause I know it's really killing you to see him die. And all I heard him say was, please, I can't breathe. He got a needle on my neck, I can't breathe. They putting pressure on my chest, and I'm coughed to the back. Dear mama, think they killing me, I can't breathe. I think they choking me to death, I can't breathe. I guess I'm the one that I can't breathe. How many shots do it take? How many officers that hate? Dear Lord, I need a break cause I can't breathe.
I want to hear something interesting. Why is it ironic when Trump became president and he wanted to build a wall where Mexico is, and that didn't happen? However, at the White House, they continue building a 13-foot-high anti-climb wall after protests got close. Guess what? The White House is on course to complete a planned multi-million-dollar perimeter fence replacement as construction continues. Picture shared online, and I'll share it to you guys. Constructed events along Pennsylvania Avenue where views of the White House are expected to be impaired with the new fence is completed next year. Parts of the street has temporarily been blocked off and has been erected as a fence is going up. This fence, steel fence with a new 13-foot anti-climbing fence, you guys. He's putting a fence around the White House. What president did you know needed a fence to go around the White House? There was only one other incident in 2014 when they saw an armed man enter the White House, which led to the resignation of then chief of the U.S. Secret Service. However, since then, no other one has to have a fence around. Some 3,500 feet of steel fencing will encircle the White House upon the project's completion. Right now, it comes after an 8-foot barricade, and there has been an enhanced security zone because last month's Black Lives Matter demonstration in Washington, which sent President Trump into his barracks. So, we are paying. Taxpayers' money is paying. They won't say how much we're paying, but we are paying for a 13-foot high anti-climb wall around the White House. Not Mexico, the White House. Go figure with that one, right? I just shake my head. I'm just shaking my head like whatever. But it's probably necessary because we got some silliness going on everywhere. over there in the White House, over there in the Senate, because Tom Cotton, slavery was necessary evil to founding fathers. See? Craziness. Senator Tom Cotton has just out-trumped it. Out-trumped Trump, calling slavery a necessary evil that allowed America to develop, and he wants to retaliate against schools that teach the real history of slavery. Really? The Republican Center from Arkansas, okay, not surprised, put it this way. As the founding fathers said, it was the necessary evil upon which the Union was built, but the Union was built in a way, as Lincoln said, to put slavery on the course to its ultimate extension. So in essence, what he's saying is that slavery was necessary because it served a purpose, but the plan was to eventually end it. It gets even more outrageous. Cotton wants to withhold federal funds from public schools that promote an initiative by the New York Times called the 1619 Project. It was established in 2019 to mark the 400th anniversary of enslaved Americans coming to America. The point of the project is to tell the real story of slavery and contributions of African Americans, something public schools don't do at all. Cotton says he rejects the notion systematic racism in America is ingrained in America from the beginning to the present, something that otherwise seems firmly established. The senator has called the sentiment attributes to him fake news. I said that the founders view slavery as a necessary evil. You decide if his quote embraces the settlement. Well, guess what? It will embrace those who think that going, and this is in Minnesota, going into a Walmart, wearing swastika masks, triggering confrontations. So, I mean, this is in Minnesota, my hometown, but we are Minnesota nice, but we already know that there's racism that go on here. It's an older white and couple, 59-64, says they're not Nazis, but rather they are warning people what will become of America if Joe Biden is elected. So in other words, they're telling people to wear masks in their book to equivalent to genocide. Who's insane? Well, they got school plenty as shoppers tore into them, calling them un-American. Cops showed up. Officers slapped the couple with trespass notice. They can't go back to Walmart for a year. The swastika duo is confronted by bystanders, offended by the use of imaginary association with Nazi. Marshall, Minnesota, PD says they responded to the incident around noon. They're unsure why the store marshal says there is unacceptable. The statement went on, they're asking everyone to wear face covers that are not offensive. And that will not get you kicked out for disorderly conduct. So, I mean, we have people who believe that that's the situation. And so we cannot not look at life and look at things and be like, oh, my God, what next? You know what I'm saying? Because this is how people feel. This is how they think. And we got to respect how they think, whether it's right or wrong. It's foolishness, but that's in their heart. You know, it's still in their heart. Evil is still in their heart. Hate is still in their heart. And things like that is still in their heart. And whatever comes out of a man's heart, comes out their mouth, comes out their ideas, you can see it. So if they believe that it's a necessary evil, then imagine how he's treating his family. Imagine how he's treating his black friends. Imagine how the people who were in the swastikas, imagine how they're treating their family, imagine how they're treating their black friends with quotations and rabbit ears going up. Because in their heart, if that's how they feel, it's going to show. So all I say to you guys, believe what people are showing you right now when it seems like the world is open and free game to do whatever they please, but be ready and have your own view and stand on your view because there is a bigger picture. Okay. And with that, I'm going to play Lil Baby, The Bigger Picture, because everybody, there is a bigger picture that's out there. You just got to see it and you got to know where you fit in with the bigger picture.
Bro, Monster is Monday.
National outcries continue
over the death
of George
Floyd. Let's
get it. Let's go.
Protesting in Minneapolis escalated as demonstrators were lashed by tear gas and rubber bullets.
The main message here
is that they want to see those officers involved.
They want to see those officers arrested.
Officers arrested.
Trade my 4x4 for a GC3, ain't no more feel of speed. I gave him chance again, I even told him please. I find it crazy the police to shoot you and know that you dead, but still tell you to freeze. Fucked up, I seen what I seen. I guess that mean hold him down if he say he can't breathe. It's too many mothers just grieving, they killing us for no reason. Been going on for too long to get even. Throw us in cages like dogs and hyenas. I went to court and they sent me to prison. My mama was crushed when they said I can't leave. First I was drunk, then I sobered up quick when I heard all that time that they gave to Talib. He got a life sentence plus. We just some products of our environment. How the fuck they gon' blame us? You can't fight fire with fire, I know, but at least we can turn off the flames some. Every color person ain't dumb, and all whites not racist. I be judging by the mind and heart, I ain't really in the face. Fuck though, the way that we living is not getting better, you gotta know how to survive. Crazy, I had to tell all of my loved ones to carry a gun when they going outside. Stay in the mirror whenever you drive, overprotective, go crazy for mine. You gotta pay attention to the sign, seem like the blind following the blind. Thinking about everything that's going on, I boost security up in my home. I'm with my kind, if they right or they wrong, I call them now. He'll pick up the phone and it's 5 in the morning. He waking up on it. Tell him wherever I'm at, then they coming. I see blue lights, I get scared and start running. That shit be crazy, they post to protect us. Swords and handcuffs and arrest us. Why they go home at night, that shit messed up. Knowing we needed help, they neglect us. One of them who gon' make them respect us. I can see in your eye that you fed up. Fuck around, got my shot, I won't let up. They know that we a problem together. They know that we can storm anywhere. It's bigger than black and white. It's a problem with the whole way of life. It can't change overnight. But we gotta start somewhere, might as well go ahead, start here. We done had a hell of a year, I'ma make it count why I'm here. God is the only man I fear. Fuck it, I'm going on the front line, he gon' bust your ass if you come past that gun line. You know when the storm go away, then the sunshine. You gotta put your head in the game when it's crunch time. I want all my sons to grow up to be monsters. I want all my daughters to show out in public. Seem like we losing our country, but we gotta stand up for something. So this what it comes to. Every video I see on my country, I got power now, I gotta say something. Corrupt the police been the problem where I'm from, but I'd be lying if I said it was all of them. I ain't do this for the trend, I don't follow them. Altercations with the law, had a lot of them. People speaking for the people, I'm proud of them. Stick together, we can get it up out of them. I can't lie like I don't rap about killing and dope, but I'm telling my youngest to vote. I did what I did, cause I didn't have no choice and no hope. I was forced to just jump in and go. This bullshit is all that we know, but it's time for a change. Got time to be serious, no time for no games. Ain't taking no more, let us go for them chains. God bless they soul, every one of them names. It's bigger than black and white. It's a problem with the whole way of life. It can't change overnight. But we gotta start somewhere. Might as well go ahead, start here. We done had a hell of a year. I'ma make it count why I'm here. God is the only man I fear. They training officers to killers, then shooting protesters with these rubber bullets. They regular people, I know that they feel us. These scars too deep, they heal us. What happened to COVID? Nobody remember, it ain't making sense. I'm just here to vent. It happened to one of your people, it's different. We get it, the system is wicked, just learn how to pick it. Knowledge is power, I swear I'm a witness. I know that I'm gifted, I won't go too deep, cause I'm scared they'll get me. Ain't scared to admit it, some shit I can't mention. It's people who can, well here's the chance. I won't take the stand, but I'll take a stand for what I believe. Must not be breathing the air that I breathe. You know that the way that I bleed, you can breathe. I never been a fan of police, but my neighborhood know I try to keep peace, so it's only right that I get in this grease. March for a reason, I just on GP. How people die for us to be free. Fuck do you mean? This was a dream. Now we got the power that we need to have. They don't want us with it, and that's why they mad. Yeah. It's bigger than black and white. It's a problem with the whole way of life. It can't change overnight. But we gotta start somewhere. Might as well go ahead, start here. We done had a hell of a year. I'ma make it count why I'm here. God is the only man I fear. It's bigger than black and white. It's a problem with the whole way of life. It can't change overnight. But we gotta start somewhere. Might as well go ahead, start here. We done had a hell of a year. I'ma make it count why I'm here. God is the only man I fear.
Yo, amen. So, Busy Mark, let's put up some prayers for Busy Mark. He's hospitalized for the week. He's having complications with his diabetes. He's got a serious illness going on. It's not COVID, like I said, just because, you know, we're in a COVID time. Other illnesses are going on. He's in a Maryland hospital. His status is very unclear, but it appears serious. His rep told us that he's with the best medical team. He has been diagnosed with diabetes. He's lost 140 pounds to get it under control. He went from 385, now he's down to 244. He made a point of saying he did not want to do a quick fix with the lap band. So he did the old-fashioned way by dieting and different things like that. But big ups to Biggie, Biz Markie. Hopefully we can get that diabetes under control. Diabetes is a serious illness, and I know a lot of people who have it, and they're it's a daily thing that controls their lives, and it's something that if you don't understand, become aware of it, and just be socially conscious and socially aware of all the things that are going on. Just educate yourself just with different things. Last but not least, I left this for the last one. I don't know why. Maybe because it's going to probably lead me into conversations for tomorrow. In Memphis, at a putt-putt center, 300 to 400 kids dropped off. All hair breaks loose over refund. Now, listen, I said 300 to 400 kids. So a mini-golf complex got flooded with hundreds of kids during a mass parent drop-off, who then started wrecking havoc when they couldn't get their money back. It went down Saturday night in Putt-Putt Center in Memphis when police responded to a call, reports of chaos, after parents left upwards to 300 to 400 children at the facility, and the children began to destroy the facility. The staff told cops the sheer number of people put them in violation of the local COVID-19 regulation, but that was least of their worries based on the video. One of the teens ripped up the plexiglass at the front desk and threw it at the worker, and then proceeded to hurl more objects. When help kick off a stampede and more destruction, there was even a firework that went off, just a melee that happened. Cops say witnesses told them the girl in the video, chucking crap, was fed up because she couldn't get a refund. People online who says their claims some of the putt-putt center games machines were faulty and were taking people's money. They wasn't playing right. It appears then the girl was given the cold shoulder, she just lost it. When cops arrived, they gave the juvenile summons for disorderly conduct. The staff was there to clean up the mess they left behind. Just another day in the Rona life. I'm going to leave that one for tomorrow. Yeah, y'all going to have a lot for me to say. I ain't going to say no more. I'm going to leave us with Charlie Wilson, Good Time, because that...
Mr. Worldwide checking in. I just want to say, Charlie Wilson, it's a true honor. I appreciate the love. Now let's show the whole world how to have a good time.
Everybody's working hard for the weekend. Then we're spending it all. Yeah. When tomorrow comes, you know you can sleep in. So you know that it's on, baby. Do what you wanna do. Go where you wanna go. Move how you wanna move. Everybody, body. Drink what you wanna drink. Step how you wanna step. Love who you wanna love. Remember, come on, get out for a while. Doing anything you want, it's your pleasure. We can go all night long, baby.
Do what you wanna do, go where you wanna go, move how you wanna move. Everybody,
everybody,
drink what you wanna drink, step how you wanna step.
Come on,
love who you wanna love.
hardest, you'll get the time of your life. You can bet,